and you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. It's now happened three times in less than 3 months. A Vermont cyclist dies after getting hit by a car. Last night it was in Ferrisburg. Police say 60-year-old Kenneth Najarian was riding a bike just before 6 p.m. when he was hit by a woman who was driving drunk. He died at the scene. Here to talk about this tragedy is Emily Bodecker. She heads up Local Motion, a transportation and cycling advocacy group out of Burlington. Emily, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's a tough topic to talk about, but really, really important for us to be talking about it today.
What did you think when you heard this news last night?
Oh, you know, you just get that feeling in your chest and just one of sadness. You immediately think about the family and the friends who are dealing with this loss. And then you immediately think, this is another tragic and this is another avoidable crash. We're starting to hear comments today from friends of Kenneth who knew him. And it is sad that it's an echo of what has already happened in the last few weeks in Vermont.
As you allude to, three cyclists have been killed after getting hit by cars on Vermont roads in just about the last 2 months. Prior to this, though, there'd only been one such fatality in the last 10 years in the state. Is it possible to say why this is such a deadly year for cyclists on Vermont roads so far?
You know, there really is nothing, there's nothing inherently different on our roads today than our roads a year ago. There are obviously aggravating factors in these crashes, and we're hearing about some of those. We're hearing about excessive speed. We're hearing about driving under the influence. But the bottom line is that human beings are the cause of these crashes, so each of us has the opportunity. Every time we are on the roads, we have an opportunity to make this a safer place for everybody.
A lot of roads in Vermont don't have shoulders for cyclists to ride on, especially country roads. Groups like yours have talked for years about the need to improve infrastructure to make roads safer for everybody who uses them. I don't know that this would have prevented these tragedies, but are things getting better in this regard in Vermont?
Yes, things are generally getting better. Obviously, it takes a long time for all of our roads to ultimately either be repaved, which is an initial opportunity to improve the infrastructure with, for example, simple markings so you can delineate between the vehicle travel lane and an available shoulder width for cyclists and other vulnerable users. But it does take a long time. And there's a number of our roads where the road base simply isn't wide enough for the kind of facilities that we would like.
What are some of the obstacles to making pedestrian-friendly roads in a state like Vermont, which has a lot of rural country roads?
There's obviously education. Education for drivers, for young drivers. There's education for cyclists. But there's also a really important factor, Alex, and that's you and me, and that's everybody listening today. If we take responsibility for ourselves and have respect for others, we're going to leave the house 5 minutes earlier so we don't have to rush. We're going to put down the cell phone. We're going to put down the sandwich. When we actually get to an intersection, we're going to come to a full stop and we're going to look. So we need to think about education. We need to think about road design, but the very next time that you or I get on the road in 5 minutes, in a day, next week, we can make this a safer and more inviting place for everybody.
You know, I ride my bike into work here at VPR several times a week, and I got to say I was a little nervous when I put on my helmet this morning and went out on the road, and I'm sure there are other Vermont cyclists who felt the same way when they went to clip in today and go to work or wherever they're going. What do you say to people who hear about these tragedies, now three in about 2 months, who maybe think twice about going out for a bike ride on the roads?
You know, going to the Richard Tom Memorial Ride in Hinesburg, and so many people turned up on their bikes, there were about 400 riders, and so many people said spontaneously, proactively, cars are acting differently. They are hanging back. They are waiting until it's safe to pass, and then they are passing me. So there is an opportunity today, and I understand your feelings, Alex, and you know, when I just came down here to the studio on my bike just right now, and there is that feeling about, am I going to be safe? And the bottom line is, we all have that capacity to make it safe for each and every one of us right now by taking that care. Don't be deterred. Get on your bike today, and when you're in your car, be conscious and be aware of other people.
Emily Bodecker is the executive director of Local Motion, a Burlington-based advocacy group for people-powered transportation. Emily, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Alex, thank you.